Page 414, Din Abamas Boshus Rabbim Simon Shin Mem Test. The halachas of carrying in the Roshus Rabbim. Kol Adam, every person, Yeishloi Arba Amois, every person has got four Amois. Roshus Rabbim, in the public domain, Shiochai Letaltal Bahem, is allowed to carry within those four Amos on Shabbos. Umodidim, we measure it, these four amas, the amas shaloi, with his own personalized individual amma. So a taller person is going to have a larger space, a shorter person, a little bit shorter. Vim amas iktana, and if his amma is disproportionately short, he's got a very short arm compared to his body. Noisim la'aba amas beinunyeshul kolodom, in that instance, we're going to go with an average four amas, an average amma of an average person, and then you're going to just do four times that. Shekolachas men shishim tfachim, which will be an average amma is six tfachim. So, we have over here aloha, that a person is allowed to have, a person has got four amma. So, the amma says, Mishnebu in Sefkot and Aleph tells us, this comes from the apostle, kol adam yeshloi, hatamd, the reason for that is, the ksev shvu ish tachtov, the apostle says, shvu ish tachtov, you should sit there, you should settle there, in a certain area, v'kavona yeshivas kol ish b'yom ha'Shabbos, yekishir shu shir tachtov avishlish amas. Excuse me. Kol ish b'yom ha'Shabbos yekishir tachtov dahinu kishir oich kol gufoy. The average person is three amas tall. Three amas. The height of a person generally is four. But with an outstretched arm, it ends up being four amas. Four amas. That's the average size of a person. Therefore, Chazal tell us, since this is the average of a person, is to be four amas generally. So therefore, that is the space that actually shvuish tachtov. That is a space that a person, I wouldn't say own, because it's not financial monetary kind of ownership, but it's the area that is his area. Yeah, but maybe for Mr. Katanka, it's not four. Yeah, although we do say that it's according to a person's size. But, yeah. So four amas. Now, because of that, so there is an underlying yisod of here, that four amas, wherever you are, these four amas are yours. Therefore, since this is your space, it's your space, so therefore, that is considered an area that is yours, and therefore within that area you are allowed to carry on Shabbos. In other words, if you stand still when Shabbos comes in, doesn't have to be when Shabbos comes in, when you stand still on Shabbos, and for some reason you've got an item, you're allowed to pick it up and walk within those four amas and place it down again. This is mutter, because these four amas is yours. So it's true, you're allowed to carry in a public domain, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, but that's only if it's beyond the four amas, because in four amas you're allowed to. Now, Shulchan Aruch continues. Hey, Arba Amos Sha'omu, the four Amos that we say is Hein Valach Soloinon, it's these four Amos and its diagonal area. Shem Tzoshem Chamesh Amos Vishloisha Chamoshim, which turns out that it's a little bit more than five Amas and three tfachim. For yesh mishoemes, some say shaba amas and at chomesh v'shloish chamoshim poter avol also. So we've got there is some say that the way you measure the four amas is not by putting four amas into any direction. That's not the way it works. That you just like circular like four amas into all directions. But the way it works is that it's like a square and you're in the middle of the square. So it will come out that in the corners, it's actually more than four amas, because it's the diagonal, and it therefore be longer than the four amas. So lemaisa, these are the two opinions of Shulchan Aruch. Halach lemaisa, we pasken, that generally the consensus of the poskim is, that you'll go with an absolute circle around you. And these are the four amas that a person is allowed to walk in. Yes. 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 No. Yes. The latter. Four amas altogether. You can walk four amas because you can go to two and then afterwards or not, you can go four back. You can. As long as you don't Imagine it's a circle around you, and you're in the middle of the circle, 2 amas into all directions. So you can walk 4 amas, because you could walk 2 amas, and then afterwards you could return 4 amas.
You can't walk 4 steps. Let's say
amas is a step. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. You'll be able to 2 steps, but from that place, you'll be able to go back 4 steps.
Without stopping.
Yeah, thank you very much. Absolutely, yeah. In fact, you could go 4, and then afterwards 4 again. And you can do that as many times as you want, because these 4 arms are yours. It's considered as if you're not carrying. This is your space. Does that make sense? Oh, we'll get to that. That will come shortly.
When you say Dalet Amas Pushus Arabim, you don't mean literally.
We do.
Because you can't go 4 amas.
You can go 4 amas. Yes, you can't go 4 amas in one direction, but you can go 4 amas. You can walk 4 amas. You just can't walk 4 amas in one direction.
2 forward, 2 back. Yeah,
you can even go 4 back.
Four?
Yeah.
No, because once you're in that place, then now you're done.
No, because you haven't stopped.
Oh, I see. So you go 2 forward, you go 4 back.
4 back.
You keep moving.
You will not be able to go beyond those 4. But you can go within those 4.
You can go back 4.
And then you go 4. Yeah, you can do it as many times back. Then you've done an Issa, unless it's within the 4 amas.
If you do 2 amas, then you stop.
Okay, that will be a Shulchan Aruch later. Yeah, we'll discuss that. Yeah. So we're doing Simon Shin Mem test, and we just learned Seif Beis, which is in our editions, page 404. Now the Mishnah Bura says that he brings out this point of here about not stopping. Yeah, I just said it outside, but this is what Mishnah Bura brings in the end of Seif Cotton test. Let's carry on a little bit. Seif Gimel. Seif Gimel goes into the following aloch. Mutaloi, it is permitted for a person. A person will be allowed to lift up an item in the public domain. A person is allowed to give this, he's picking up an item and pass it on to his friend, which is within the Dalet Amas. And his friend is allowed to pass it on to his next friend. And therefore, although it could be that it's going to go miles. But you still have to do that. Ubelvad, as long as it doesn't go beyond the tchum. Some say that it's also. Can I just have you, Chaim? Can you come for a second? Pidama, can you just come for a second? Just trying to want to describe what he's. I mean, it's possible. Can you just come a bit closer within my Dalet Amas? So in theory, if this is all public domain, there's no issa of doing like this. I'm picking it up. This is Rishus Rabim Doraisa. This is the M1. 600,000 people going over here, and I'm doing like this. I'm picking it up and I'm passing on to you. And I'm passing on. Right? And you can go, in theory, why? Because this is where all, he is in, so this is within my Dalet Amas, Chaim is within my Dalet Amas, could be that Binyamin is not in my Dalet Amas anymore, but it doesn't make a difference, because it's within Chaim's Dalet Amas. So I'm passing it on over here, he can pass it on, he can go like this. I could. Yeah, well that's going to be a potentially Issa D'Rabbanan, but for certainly Midraisa, it's certainly okay. And if it's also, it's just Al Gzeira. It's not in terms of the Raisa, there's no Issa. We'll speak about the Rabbanon. Perhaps there's a Rabbanon on that. But the only thing that we need to consider is that there's. Can I just have it for a second? The only thing that we need to consider, and that's the end of Shulchan Aruch, is that there's something called Koine Shvisa. Every item, as well as every person, but every item, when Shabbos comes in, is Koine Shvisa, acquires its place. And like we know that a human is not allowed to go beyond the Tchum 2,000 Amos on Shabbos, so also every item also is not allowed to go its 2,000 Amos out of its own Tchum. Not only we're not allowed to, but our items also is not allowed to go out of the Tchum on Shabbos. Therefore, if I'm doing this this way of passing it on and on and on, there might still be a problem that this item may be going out of the 2,000 Amos of... So that's the only thing I need to watch. But in principle, as far as Hotzah is concerned... Yeah, thank you very much. You're amazing how you do this. Very good. Shkoyach. Yeah. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that The Mishnah Berurah, maybe I will mention briefly what you are saying. In Sifkot Yud Beis, what is better? Is it better? Rabbi Frankel says, so, can I just go back now? Let's say in our case, can I go next to Binyamin? And then Chaim goes again next to me, and then we carry on like this. So Mishnah Berurah gives us a bit of a point over here in Sifkot Yud Beis. And he tells us that there's a problem that was that even if it's muta af mokum shetiru letalat lepochus medalat ames, although in principle it's okay to do less than dalat ames, kagoyim mishir shalach b'des, that somebody is stuck. When Shabbos comes in, he's stuck, so that's what we tell him to do. That's precisely what we tell him to do, just do less than dalat ames. Oy b'moitz tefillin, somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos. Aladei kamo anoshim also, when it's a few people, when it's not numerous people, that becomes also. The goy, it's worse, mishum de ikazilus to the Shabbos. So, this opinion holds that, on the contrary, if there is many people, that's worse than one person. One person can lift it up, go to Amos, stop. Lift it up, go to Amos, or three and a bit Amos, stop. Lift it up, go another three and a half Amos, and stop. That's fine, because you're never doing more than Dalat Amos. However, if you're doing this scenario that we presented now, that's worse, Mishnah Berurah says, because that is Zilus of the Shabbos. It's disrespectful to Shabbos. Because you can end up carrying for miles, just a few people, like there's a lot of people involved in it. The fact that there's numerous people involved, that takes away the honor of Shabbos. It's like a public thing, you know, that people... And that's why Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it so much. But there's more on that, we'll discuss it in greater detail. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like if it's more than one person. He said that in principle, he says, because if there's numerous people involved, that's Zilus the Shabbos. But you are right, there's disclaimers, we'll speak about it more tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Yeah. Page 368. Alarm clocks on Shabbos. Alarm clock. Is it permitted or not to put an alarm clock on Shabbos? So it's going to ring on Shabbos. You put it on before Shabbos, but it's going to ring on Shabbos. Pardon?
Old fashioned.
Yeah. It's fine. The bell is going to, the sound is going to be a sound. Are you allowed to put on a radio that is going to go on Shabbos? What's the difference? You're saying that there's a weekday chol element with the radio, an alarm clock not. Everybody agrees to that. There's a distinction. Okay, we're all agreeing that you know can't put the radio on to go on Shabbos, which is true. And the reason that, as you're saying, that it's over to the chol at the very least, and therefore you're not allowed to set up a radio to go on Shabbos. Are we all agreeing on that? So my question is, what about an alarm clock? Can you make, like, you're not allowed to put on, you're allowed to put an alarm clock. Why is that permitted?
It's not interfering with the spirit of Shabbos.
Not interfering with the spirit of Shabbos. Everybody agrees? Alarm clock, Mota? Okay, Siv Gimel. Bottom line of page 368. Zug HaMekashkesh Leshois. This is an old-fashioned clock. Old-fashioned clock. Osui alidei mishkolos, which uses weights to balance and to make it go on. Mutar le'orchoi, you're allowed to set it. Ve'la'achinoi, and to prepare it. And mi bo'idyoim before Shabbos. Kedei, in order she'yelech, that it will go and work. Ve'yikashke ishkola Shabbos, and it will make the sound go on Shabbos. We're talking about an old-fashioned, that's right. The old-fashioned one, the standing ones, that every hour will make a bit of a racket. So those, yeah, you remember those? So the question is, are you allowed to prepare them, to set them on, I don't know exactly how you set it. There must be some mechanical, do you know how they work? There's some mechanical aspect that, how do they work? You wind them up a bit? You're winding them up? Not sure. So, springs, that's the word. You're allowed to put it before Shabbos, although the noise is going to go on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to set it on Shabbos, obviously. So why are you allowed to set it before Shabbos that it goes on Shabbos?
Would you like to show on Shabbat for hot plate?
Oh, that's interesting. Explain. Just like a time.
Why are you switching off and off, on and off the hot plate? Same.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's, Mishnah Berurah explains, and that's what you're saying, that in Sifkot Yudalet, Mutar La'ochoy, Hayinu D'loy Chashinon, nobody is worried, we're not concerned. Kshayishmu Koiloi, when the sound is heard, Yachshedu, nobody will suspect him. Sherichoy B'Shabbos, nobody will suspect, oh, I can hear this clock. My neighbor, Mr. Volkenkranz, I know that he's put up a, he's putting out, he's obviously meddling with it on Shabbos. He's Michal Shabbos, my neighbor is Michal Shabbos. No, why? Because everybody knows, everybody understands that the way a clock works is by setting it up yesterday. Therefore, if the sound goes on, the sound goes on Shabbos, nobody's. Perhaps, obviously, there's a washing machine, gentlemen. A washing machine, if you've got a washing machine or dishwasher which goes on Shabbos, that will be problematic. It'll probably be problematic because that's not the kind of thing that normally will be set up before Shabbos. True or not true? I know there are some with timers and all that, I know that, but generally speaking, it's still true to say, that they are set up for now. So therefore, there's a problem of Shabbos. If you make something which makes a sound, a noise, which includes Chilul Shabbos, you don't have to set it up before Shabbos for it to go on Shabbos. The exception is something which is generally set up the day before. So if you have this alarm clock, normally the alarm clock is set beforehand. So therefore, if the sound goes on Shabbos, nobody will think it's Mechal Shabbos, because people realize they did it on Friday. Going back to the alarm clock. Alarm clock. Therefore, Mutar. Because most people set the alarm clock the day before. It would make a lot of sense to put the alarm clock once you wake up, right? Who makes that much sense? So therefore, that's the Moshe Feinstein's tshuva. Moshe Feinstein did the tshuva, pardon?
Is the hot plate and things like that in the case, it doesn't make a noise. If it made a noise, it would definitely
be problematic. Yes, potentially, yeah.
Talking about the old fashioned.
Yeah. Could be.
Not the one with the buttons.
Yeah, even if it's got with the buttons, the same would apply.
The spring, you even can stop it.
Ah. So therefore, you're saying that since it can be stopped, you probably, yeah. Okay, so Ramesha Feinstein had a tshuva about the alarm clock, and it's a tshuva written in 1979 to his Talmud, Mevayim Glimblatt, and he speaks about the alarm clock, and he says, alarm clock is fine, it's mutar lechatchila, you're allowed to put an alarm clock to go on Shabbos, because there is no avshamilta, even if your neighbor hears it, he's not going to suspect you of mechal Shabbos, because he knows that you set it up before Shabbos. And Moshe didn't like time switches, besides lights going on and off, yes. Because now, another reason, not because of Avshar Miltzer, he had a problem there with Zil Zula de Shabbos. He said that would probably be included in Amir Lanochi. He said if Basin would be established now, there would be a Sanhedrin, they would be included in the Is of Amir Lanochi. That's what he held. Besides lights. Moshe Feinstein did not, but we've spoken about it in earlier Simon. Moshe Feinstein did not allow time switches besides light. And he held because that would be included, just like you're not allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha before Shabbos, to do a melacha on Shabbos. Similarly, also time switches would also be included in that Issa. He says, however, light is so well established already, so. Yeah, well, he doesn't actually. Well, you mean a hot plate? Yeah, so he's the hot plate, he says that, according to Moshe, I'm not sure if you like to put the hot plate on. The Meister, the minig is not to be machmir like Moshe Feinstein. The general custom is to be maker, but there is such an opinion. Moshe Allah. But I'm just distinguishing. But Moshe Feinstein, this is not what we're learning now. Is not a problem of. Yeah, it's a problem of Avshar Miltzer of sound going on Shabbos. So all the hot plate chat anyway wouldn't be. It's a different issa. What are you asking? That'll be Avshar Miltzer. You don't have to come on to Moshe Feinstein. Everybody holds that it's also. You don't have to cause a Chilul Shabbos noise on Shabbos, even if it's setting it before Shabbos.
I'm not allowed to.
That's the dishwasher and washing machine. And so why are you allowed to? Because that means, because anybody will listen to music on Shabbos. Why is it also? Because anybody who hears the music on Shabbos will think that you're Mechal Shabbos, you put on the music on Shabbos. So the question is, why allowed to put on this cuckoo clock, so this old grandfather's clock? The answer is because that's something which always is he's put up before Shabbos. He always put it in advance. And therefore it's mutter, because people nobody thinks that you're Mechal Shabbos. When the clock goes on, nobody thinks Mechal Shabbos, because the people realize you must have set it before Shabbos. Based on that, the Moshe Feinstein is matir alarm clocks. Because he says that no alarm clock, if you hear the alarm clock, really in principle should be a problem of Mechal Shabbos noise, Av Shemelzer. But he says that since Lemaise it's mutter, because generally people put the alarm clock before 24 hours before, and therefore he's matir. So you want to apply that svar as well. But that svar is only a svar which works for Av Shemilta. It doesn't work for...
So people think, well, the light's coming on, that's...
No, that's... You're asking only Moshe Feinstein's Chumrah. You're asking as follows. You're asking, why did Moshe Feinstein ask hot plates? Surely everybody understands that it was set before. So the answer to that question is because the Moshe Feinstein wasn't worried about Av Shemilzer. He was worried about generally. That's not you're making zilus of the Shabbos. You're making a chilul Shabbos over here. It's like a Amir Anochi. For Amir Anochi, it doesn't help that you asked yesterday. You're not to ask yesterday go to chilul Shabbos to do a melacha for you on Shabbos. There's still a problem. That's the shine.
No one thinks that the light has been set yesterday. People, if you see a light come on, you think it's been switched on just now.
Everyone knows that the day before. So, for lights, Chazal never made an issa of the whole Av Shemilzer is an issa which is only with regards to noise. Lights is not something which Chazal asked. So, in principle, if it's in line with Hilchas Amir Anochi, then it should be in order, it should be fine. There is no issa of Av Shemilzer beyond noise. Yes.
What does it mean that we're worried about
someone
might think that you're doing it now?
Noise.
What's that
because it's a noise that implies Chilul Shabbos.
That's part of Av Shemilzer.
Yes. 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 Yes, correct.
Okay, that's
yeah, good, fine. Thank you very much for explaining. Pardon?
And the radio?
So radio also, if you get radio goes on, people think that you're putting the radio on now. People think that you're Mechal Shabbos. Generally, radio is not set before 24 hours before.
You get some alarm clocks that has a melody.
It would be fine as well.
Yeah.
I don't see any. So let's.
But can you switch them off?
No, certainly not. No, because you're right. No, you are right. I see the point. There is I saw that some rabbonim. No, so I hear that because some rabbonim feel that since it is a natural reflex of his to press the, you know, another 10 minutes, you know, another 10 minutes, which ends up being another, you know. So no, that's very, very true. So I agree with you that some people feel that, okay, it could be that in principle, it's okay. But when a person is half asleep, it's likely to switch it off. It's likely to switch off. And therefore, there is a reason to be machmir, to be switched, for another reason altogether. So you know what? This is not very sensible, it's not very wise to put on an alarm clock for Shabbos because you're likely to switch it off just because you're half asleep. It's a very valid reason, but another reason which has to be taken into consideration as well. Okay, fine. Good. That's Sif. We'll carry on Sif Dala tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, good evening.